This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. 49 candidates withdraw nominations filed for first past the post of upcoming House of Representatives election. Election Commission completes all preparations for National Assembly elections scheduled for tomorrow. Government approves $2 million grant from Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank for improvement of Siddharth Highway. And Ukrainian and Russian negotiators hold talks in Abu Dhabi as US pushes for end to four-year war. Now the news in detail. 49 candidates across the country have withdrawn their nominations filed for the first past the post of the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5. At a weekly news conference organized by the Election Commission yesterday, Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattrai shared that 49 candidates withdrew their candidacies from different constituencies so far. According to the Commission, election programs from filing candidacies to withdrawal of nominations were held in peaceful and enthusiastic manner. He said the final name list of candidates toward first past the post election has been released through 77 offices of chief returning officers and 88 offices of election officers across the country. These offices provided election symbols to candidates of political parties as well as independent candidates yesterday itself. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has said that all preparations for the National Assembly elections scheduled for January 25th tomorrow have been completed. According to spokesperson Bhattrai, the process of nomination registration, claim and protest, investigation, publication of the final list of candidates and allocation of election symbols have all been completed. Likewise, ballot papers have already been dispatched to the respective offices of the election officers. A total of 18 new National Assembly members will be elected through the election. In a meeting of the Council of Ministers on Thursday, the government has decided to accept a grant assistance equivalent to $2 million from the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, for the improvement project of the Siddharth Highway section between Butwal and Pokhara. While making public the cabinet decisions yesterday in a press meet, government spokesperson and Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aryal also informed that the government has extended the tenure of the investigation commission probing damages caused during the September 8 and 9 Gen Z movement by 20 days. The commission formed on September 21, 2025 is chaired by former Judge Gauri Bahadur Karki with former AIG of Police Bigyan Raj Sharma and legal expert Bisweshwar Bhandari as members. This is the second extension granted to the commission as the preparation of its report is still underway. In other decisions, the cabinet removed the ceiling on foreign investment under the automatic route in designated enterprises and endorsed the foreign minister's recent visit to Bangladesh to attend the funeral of former Bangladeshi Prime Minister Begum Khalida Zia. The meeting also approved the construction of an office building for the province public health laboratory on government land in Bhaktapur district and allowed the use of government land in Kaveri district for water supply and sanitation purposes. Additionally, the cabinet approved the publication of a notice in the Nepal Gazette regarding the Kigali Amendment to the Montreal Protocol, which was earlier endorsed by the House of Representatives. It may be noted that Home Minister Om Prakash Aryal has officially been appointed as the government spokesperson by the same meeting. President Ramchandra Podel has said that maintaining peace and order while serving the nation and its people is the primary duty of the security agencies. Addressing a program yesterday at the Armed Police Force APF Nepal headquarters in Holchok on the occasion of the 25th APF Day, the president praised the APF for protecting national sovereignty, people's freedom and property with professionalism and competence. The president also stressed that the upcoming election is closely linked to the constitution, democratic values, stability, good governance and development, expressing confidence that security agencies will support the government to conduct the polls in a free, fair and fearless environment with broad participation. On the same occasion, Prime Minister Sushila Karki lauded the APF's role in safeguarding national independence, territorial integrity and border security, as well as its contributions to disaster management and citizens' security. The Nepali Congress has decided to go for the upcoming House of Representatives election by advancing party president Gagan Kumar Thapa as the Prime Minister after the polls. The Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress held yesterday approved the proposal tabled by party Vice President Biswa Prakash Sharma. Sharma said Congress will propose Thapa as the Prime Minister in the upcoming March 5 polls. Likewise, the party has decided to join the election campaign by addressing the people's aspirations in the changed political context. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aryal presented three ordinances in the meeting of the National Assembly yesterday. The ordinances tabled by the Home Minister include the Voter List Act 2073 Amendment Ordinance 2082, the House of Representatives Member Election First Amendment Ordinance 2082, and the Nepal Special Service Act Second Amendment Ordinance 2082. Similarly, Kamala Pant, Chairperson of the Committee on Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance, presented the National Integrity Policy Study Report 2082 in the National Assembly session. Likewise, Tulasa Kumari Dahal, Chairperson of the Legislative Management Committee, presented the committee's report on Tourism Bill 2081 to the Upper House. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Nepal has recorded 5,966 incidents of disaster across the country so far since 14th of April 2025. A total of 424 people lost their lives and 1,643 people sustained injuries in such incidents. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, 38 people went missing and 11,535 families were affected in the disaster-related incidents. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Ukrainian and Russian negotiators have held talks in Abu Dhabi with territorial disputes at the center of discussions as the United States pushes for a plan to end the nearly four-year war. The talks, scheduled to continue over 2 days, are the first direct public negotiations between Moscow and Kyiv under the initiative promoted by U.S. President Donald Trump's administration. According to Al Jazeera, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the future of the eastern Donbas region is central to the talks, but Kyiv has rejected Moscow's demand that Ukrainian forces withdraw from the area. The Kremlin has reiterated that a Ukrainian pullout from Donbas remains a key condition for any settlement. The Abu Dhabi talks followed meetings in Davos between Trump and Zelensky and late-night discussions in Moscow between U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country and partly cloudy in the remaining areas. There is a possibility of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions today. Light rainfall is also likely to occur at one or two places in the remaining areas of Kandaki and Karnali provinces. Meanwhile, yesterday, with the influence of westerly winds, snowfall and rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning was reported in the Baitadi, Dadeldhura, Doti, Darchula, Kanchanpur and Kailali districts of western Nepal. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has warned that cold weather conditions may affect daily life, tourism, health and air and road transportation. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 49 candidates withdraw nominations filed for first past the post of upcoming House of Representatives election. Election Commission completes all preparations for National Assembly elections scheduled for tomorrow. Government approves $2 million US dollar grant from Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank for improvement of Siddharth Highway. And Ukrainian and Russian negotiators hold talks in Abu Dhabi as US pushes for end to four-year war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.